From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama is in London for talks with British Prime Minister David Cameron. The American leader arrived in the British capital after attending the Gulf Cooperation Council summit in Saudi Arabia. Talks with Mr. Cameron will focus on countering terrorism, the refugee crisis in Europe, and the global economy. The three Republican U.S. presidential candidates tried to woo party officials Thursday at an oceanside resort in Florida. They hope to shape the rules that will govern the July convention that chooses the party's candidate. Frontrunner Donald Trump says he expects to have a majority of convention delegates by the time the nominating contests end in early June, but numerous U.S. political analysts say a contested convention fight over the nomination is a distinct possibility. American pop singer Prince has died at the age of 57. Prince sold more than 100 million albums worldwide, won 7 Grammys, and picked up an Oscar for Best Original Song Score for Purple Rain. A rights group says Egyptian security forces tortured a group of 20 people, 8 of them children. Human Rights Watch said Wednesday the torture happened in February after the subjects were arrested in the city of Alexandria. Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes says the U.S. is concerned about reports that Russia is moving more military equipment and personnel back to Syria. He said it would be best to focus on bolstering the diplomatic process. Meanwhile, NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg told an audience in Turkey Thursday that the Syrian ceasefire is under strain, but that it still represents the best chance at peace. This is VOA News. Turkey's top appeals court has overturned the convictions of senior military officers who had been charged with planning to overthrow the government. Dorian Jones takes a look.
Turkey's top appeals court, the Yargıtay, ruled that the convictions in a conspiracy to overthrow the government were unfounded. The rulings ended 9 years of investigations and court cases that led to the imprisonment of 274 senior military officers, politicians, journalists, and writers. The Ergenekon conspiracy, as prosecutors dubbed it, was an attempt to overthrow the Islamist-rooted AK Party government. But critics claim the investigation was a witch hunt involving fabricated evidence against the pro-secular military and its supporters. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
The death toll from an explosion at a chemical plant in southeastern Mexico stands at 13, with 18 people still missing. Another 136 were hurt in the blast Wednesday. The cause of that explosion not immediately known. At least 2 people were killed Thursday in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, when a new bike path collapsed. City officials said a third person was thought to be missing after a giant wave knocked the elevated path into the sea. The accident at the Tim Maia bike path was the latest in a series of problems besetting preparations for the August Olympic Games. The number of people signing up for unemployment benefits in the United States fell to a 42-year low last week. Thursday's report from the Labor Department says new jobless claims dropped 6,000 to a nationwide total of 247,000. Economists say any number below 300,000 is consistent with a healthy job market. On Friday, world leaders will take action at the United Nations to try to slow the effects of climate change and fix some of its damage. More than 60 presidents and prime ministers, as well as dozens of other top officials from more than 130 countries, will gather in New York to sign the climate change agreement reached in Paris in December. The agreement works to limit the global temperature rise to well below 2 degrees Celsius. Authorities say U.S. Border Patrol agents seized 7 tons of marijuana and a ton of cocaine this week after it had been smuggled through a tunnel underneath the U.S.-Mexico border. The tunnel, the longest ever discovered between California and Mexico, stretched nearly 800 meters from a house in Tijuana, Mexico, to an industrial facility in San Diego. The entrance in Tijuana lay at the bottom of an elevator shaft built into a house, while the northern end of the tunnel emerged within a fenced-in lot set up to look like a pallet business. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.